This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Grace Cantu. Date of birth is June the 14th, 1969. Case ID number is 3105837. Date of exam, 4/28/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Miriam Ontiveros, dated 8/27/2019. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant had not had any vaccines for COVID-19. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old separated female for 10 years with 3 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety / depression, back injury, right index finger contracture, and headache secondary to a questionable cerebral vascular accident. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked for a DME company for approximately 10 years. She says before that time, she worked for Burger King for 3 years and worked in a warehouse for quality control for 5 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her children, and she's presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number 1, anxiety / depression. Number 2, back injury. Number 3, right index finger contracture, secondary to scar tissue. And number 4, headache, secondary to cerebral vascular accident. History of allegations. Number 1, anxiety, depression. The claimant states that in July of 2019, she was having suicidal ideation, secondary to being arrested in July of 2019 for fraud. The claimant is presently on probation for 5 years. And she's had symptoms of decreased energy, decreased motivation, insomnia, sadness, crying spells, shortness of breath, fidgeting, chest pain, anxiety, and wants to be alone most of the time. She is presently on Paxil, 10 milligrams QD, but sometimes she takes 3 tablets per day. And she states that it does help her with her depression. Her condition at this time is stable, but guarded. Allegation number 2, back injury. The claimant states that in 1993, she was pregnant with one of her children, and she was in a motor vehicle accident and injured her lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to the left leg. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine, but no surgeries were performed or injections given for her condition. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 20 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices at this time and is being treated by Clinica del Valle. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, but not doing any other exercise. She does not have a particular physician that she sees at this time and denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving physical therapy. At the present time, she takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams, four times a day, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area. Allegation number three, the claimant states that since 2018, she has been unable to use her right index finger secondary to a cutting injury, which caused a severe cut to her right index finger on the ventral side of her finger. She presented to the emergency room and it was repaired. However, the surgery ended up in adhesions, and the claimant now has a contracture there at the area of the PIP joint. She was diagnosed with contracture secondary to scar tissue. The claimant denies any fractures and did have surgery to repair the laceration, but has not had any surgery to remove the adhesions causing the contracture of her second index finger of her right hand. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness and a stretching pain when she tries to extend it. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, sweep a room, and lift approximately 20 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button her clothes, or do any other tedious things with her right index finger. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and she's presently seeing a doctor from La Clínica de Valle. She takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams, QID, PRN, when she has pain, which does give her relief. She does no other physical activity at this time. Allegation number four, headache secondary to cerebrovascular accident. The claimant states that in 2019, she had a small stroke, which she states was a transischemic attack. She states that she has a tension headache that usually is pounding around her head area, located in the temporal areas of her head. She states the pain usually lasts for one day, and she'll have a headache once a week. She denies any symptoms of nausea, vomiting, photophobia, paresthesias, scalp tenderness, vertigo, or poor vision. She was diagnosed with tension headaches, and she takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, and states that usually Tylenol will relieve her headache within 20 minutes. Her condition at this time is stable. Family history. The father is 73 and has diabetes mellitus, dementia, and hypertension. Her mother is 68 and has lupus. Medications, paroxetine 10 milligrams QD and Tylenol 500 milligrams QID. Medical problems. Back pain secondary to a herniated disc in the lumbar sacral back area in 2018. Anxiety/depression. Headaches secondary to a transischemic attack. Right index finger contracture secondary to scar tissue. Major surgeries. Umbilical abdominal hernia repair in 2001 and cholecystectomy in 2001. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight 185 pounds. Height 5 feet 1 half inch. BP 125 over 84 mmHg. Heart rate 61 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 36. General. This is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/13. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tendered, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant is morbidly obese. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body, but the claimant does have multiple tattoos on her arms. Could you please drop down to... muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right index finger where the claimant has a contracture. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right index finger. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices. Neurological. Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 for the left upper extremity and plus 4 over 5 for the right upper extremity. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps brachioradialis patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There's no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left hand. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left side and abnormal for the right, secondary to the index finger contraction. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute changes. X-rays of the left ankle, no acute changes. Probable diagnoses. Number one, anxiety/depression- being treated at this time. The claimant appears to still have quite a bit of anxiety, but she is being treated. Number two, lumbar sacral back injury secondary to a herniated disc of the lumbar spine. Dash appears to be stable at this time. Normal physical exam. Number three, right index finger contracture secondary to scar tissue. claimant does have difficulty using that finger and the hand and has a decreased function secondary to the contracture, which might be able to be surgically repaired. Number four, headaches secondary to a transischemic attack, stable. The claimant states that she's not having very many headaches at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Grace Cantu.